Good morning, Susan. How are you? This
Hi,
is Paula.
Paula.
This is Paula Lazarus. I am the chair of the Education Committee for the New York State GIS Association. And we have a new project where we are interviewing different people to see what it is they do with GIS and also perhaps how they got there. Not everybody studies that in their background and yet ends up using GIS in their lives. So these series of podcasts are our way of exploring what people are up to. So my guest today is Susan Hoskins, who works at the Extension Program for Cornell University, and she's going to tell us a lot more about that. So good morning, Susan.
Oh, good morning, Paula. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to share a little bit of the fun and learning that we do with geospatial science.
So, how did you get into GIS work in general?
The long story starts with planting a garden in the backyard. I grew up in New York City, but we spent a lot of time outdoors, not only in the garden, but going to the parks, going to the beach, and I just love the outdoors. So when it came time to think about what to do, what I wanted to study or what I wanted to do, I was really tuned into the environment and ended up studying biology and environmental management. And in do when I was doing that at the School of Forestry at Duke, I took a class in air photo interpretation, and it changed my life.
I'm laughing because I think remote sensing got a lot of us involved in GIS, especially those of us of a certain generation, that when these things were new, that was so exciting and really opened all kinds of doors to research ideas.
Yes, you're learning about the environment in science and biological terms or in chemistry or physics terms. And then you look at an aerial photograph or a satellite image that shows you the landscape from a completely new perspective, very integrated with showing how things interact with each other, features on the environment, features on the landscape. And that seed was planted so that when I actually did start looking for work, I gravitated towards folks here at Cornell University who were doing air photo interpretation and mapping of the environment.
Exciting. And I suspect also you must have found those very cool, not so much used anymore, stereographic photos. Very cool. I did.
Oh my gosh, that was the first half of my career was using stereoscope to look at the landscape in three dimensions and then being able to map more accurately and more precisely using those tools. And the work we were doing was primarily land use, land cover mapping for municipalities, as well as wetlands mapping. So we were doing environmental mapping using those tools. Just as the digital revolution was beginning.
Right. And then, wow, from there, now we can build those same three-dimensional models in GIS.
I know it's fascinating. Visualization is just tremendous.
It's pretty amazing. So, excuse me, tell me something about the extension program that you're working in now.
Yeah, Cornell Cooperative Extension is part of the extension system across the United States. And the goal of extension is to take research that happens at the university and translate it in partnership with the people who need the information to do their jobs, whether it's agriculture or the environment or business and industry. I was working in extension as we partnered with county extension offices to do our mapping. And at some point, I was tapped on the shoulder by someone who works with 4-H. And 4-H is the youth development program of USDA. Again, it's national, but every county has a 4-H educator associated with cooperative extension. And they were just beginning to get into geospatial science and technology. And I hitched my wagon to that star and met some amazing educators, some enthusiastic and excited youth, and we started doing mapping.
Perhaps you tell us a little bit more what 4-H is for people who don't live in rural communities. I think some of the urban folks may not be all that aware of what 4-H does.
Sure.
Even if it's everywhere.
It's everywhere. And we've got some really vibrant programs in 4-H in New York City, as well as other cities across New York State. But it's the, as I said, it's a youth development program that encourages youth to spark their imaginations. The secret sauce of 4-H is threefold. We bring skill building opportunities to youth to actually learn things, and a lot of it's hands-on. The second component is providing opportunities for leadership, because we're trying to grow the next generation of leaders. And the third component is developing positive relationships with caring adults. So this is the mentorship component of the program. It doesn't have to happen with geospatial science and technology, but in 4-H, it can happen with just about anything that youth are interested in: photography, cooking, as well as traditional agricultural enterprises.
So I have to say, when I first started doing GIS myself, and I came to my first meetings, some of the people who were doing the most exciting work that fired me up were educators that were working with 4-H and doing 4-H presentations for New York State GIS and at NEARC. And there were often these really interesting conversations between those educators about that really advanced stuff their little kids were doing.
The kids have great ideas and they want to do meaningful work. One of our groups in Ontario County, they started by learning how to use a GPS receiver and have fun geocaching. But once they learned how to use it, now what else can we do with it? Well, they partnered, this is the youth group, partnered with the local fire department to inventory where all the fire hydrants were in two towns in Ontario County. And with the guidance of their educator, who was experienced with GIS, they were able to create maps, both digital as well as hard copy maps, that were then placed in every fire truck and in those towns. So the youth got to see how they were able to build skills and then have some meaningful input into their community.
Oh, well, that's amazing. They must have felt so proud. They know any time that somebody had an emergency, they were helping.
They were helping, yeah. Yeah, we had another group in Binghamton. So this is a city environment where the neighborhood streets were in poor shape. There were a lot of potholes. So the youth got together and, using their GPS units, went out and identified the locations of where the roads were in the worst shape. They put together a presentation and went to the town the town administrators, and the administrators were so impressed with the map that they had created and the detail to which they had presented their information, that their neighborhood got promoted up the list for having the roads repaired. Again, student youth impact in the
and
community.
When you say youth, you mean elementary school, middle school.
Correct. Elementary, middle school, and high school. Very often, the high schoolers function as mentors for the younger students as well.
Oh, that's very nice. I wondered if you could tell us about a project that I remember only a little bit of. Some of your college students came to our education committee meeting one day to see what we were up to and to tell us something about their work. And maybe you can tell us something about that project.
Oh, sure. That was a lot of fun. And we were able to have two interns. Cornell has an intern program that the goal of which is to have college students experience what cooperative extension is. So we had two students join us for the summer to work on a project that revolved around roadside ditch mapping. And this isn't something that 4-H came up with. At the university, we have a local roads program, and we have folks in the Department of Natural Resources that wanted to research, that have been researching what happens, the impacts that roadside ditches have on water quality in communities here in rural New York. And one of the obstacles to studying and managing ditches is the fact that there are no maps of these ditches in many communities. So we connected because 4-H has, across the state, has youth who know how to use GPS receivers and how to make maps and interested in doing projects in their community. Okay, so we're gonna try and develop some activities that youth can do. What we did was use these interns who came aboard to help us develop those activities. They learned all about youth development. They learned about geospatial science and technology. Specifically, they learned the basics of GIS and remote sensing. And they worked with us through the summer to develop activities that were usable by educators and youth throughout the state to do community mapping projects.
It's pretty exciting, actually. And this all happened during the beginning of the pandemic, right?
Oh my gosh, yes. Normally, what we like to do is have the interns work in the communities. Of course, that wasn't possible as the pandemic restrictions came into effect. But it did allow us to work with people remotely. So our one intern was from Long Island and the other was from California. And we continued to function as if we were the tight team that we normally have. They attended meetings, they learned GIS remotely, they went to conferences, they worked directly with the youth in Zoom meetings. And we had a very productive summer, even as we were all pivoting from in-person program building to remote.
Must have been exciting for the kids to have these college students to show them what they're doing with their careers, but I'm sure also the other way for the college students to think, wow, these kids know a lot of stuff.
Well, any good program, if whoever's involved, if you're not learning something, you're not doing it right. So yes, it was really important for the young people in our program to interact with college students to see how they're moving through their academic careers, and the college interns were able to see how exciting it is for youth to be working with technology and having an impact in their communities.
That's pretty amazing. So I think that the stuff that Cooperative Extension does is really pretty exciting, and yet not every type of school or university has a Cooperative Extension. So I suppose that it's a good thing for people to know that if you're interested in that kind of work and you like engaging with communities, there's a lot of space to grow and collaborate with these kinds of programs.
Well, it's a great model, whether you're in the cooperative extension system or not, to take your learning and share it with people. Find out what each of your needs are and communicate with each other. And then using geospatial science and technology, you can view the problem and its solutions from a new perspective by mapping it out, by analyzing the data, by visualizing changes over time. The relationship building is the key, whether it happens through extension or whether it happens through your initiatives on your own. Reach out to folks in your community and everyone will be better for it.
It really is a very exciting way to think about using one's GIS skills. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me and to our audience, our future audience. And I wish you all the best for the holidays.
Oh, thank you so much, Paula. I was honored to be asked to visit with you, and it was a pleasure. Thank you so much.